Good morning. It is Friday. Could it be Friday already? October the 11th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, today's entry is going to be a challenger. Some of you are going to feel like I'm meddling, and I'm not apologizing. I'm just giving you advance warning. Anyway, it's especially important to consecrate ourselves every day, especially Friday and especially today. So let us enter into the presence of the Lord. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, I Am the Lord Who Heals You. On health, the human body, and the glory of God. Our text is Exodus chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. He threw it into the water, and the water became fit to drink. There the Lord issued a ruling and instruction for them and put them to the test. He said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Something tells me the Egyptians were not the healthiest people on the planet. After all, the Israelites were doing all their heavy lifting. There is a reference coming in chapter 16 to the flesh pots of Egypt and eating their fill of bread. It seems reasonable to infer that the Egyptians ate pretty high on the hog and steered clear of the gym. I mean, if their slaves were enjoying all-you-can-eat flesh pots, buffets, imagine what the average Egyptian ate on a daily basis. As it relates to the reference about the diseases suffered by the Egyptians, it strikes me that we may see something of the law of sowing and reaping here, as in you are what you eat. Later in Exodus, we will see God give the Israelites all sorts of dietary instructions and restrictions as a part of the law. These dietary laws had to do with ritual purity, and yet they also had to do with good health. Some of you see where this is headed. Straight to the refrigerator. Today we get a bit of a foreshadowing. God puts the Israelites on notice that health and healthy living matters. He doesn't want them to live like the Egyptians, who were presumably overweight with dangerously high cholesterol, suffering from hypertension, pre-diabetic, and consumed massive quantities of high fructose corn syrup. I'm kidding. Sort of. It seems clear to me that this is what is going on here. If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. God cares about our bodies and our health. So many Christians live in the illusion of a hard separation between things spiritual and things physical, with the former being superior to the latter. At this point in history, we are settled into the deep ruts of a dualistic worldview, which at times borders on Gnosticism, pitting the soul or spirit against the physical body. This is increasingly the emerging dominant worldview of our culture, as evidenced by the insanity we are witnessing around matters of gender, sexuality, and the human body. Our bodies matter. They carry enormous weight, in my case, too much weight. Hear Paul in his letter to the Corinthian Christians. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Though he references sexual ethics here, which also figure prominently in the Mosaic Law, there are much broader implications for the point he makes. The point is crystal clear. We must honor God with our bodies. God does not bring the Israelites into the wilderness in order to put them on a diet. He aims to comprehensively change their entire way of life. He is crafting a people who will live for the praise of his glory at every level of life. And the fact is, anyone who does that flourishes. Let's revisit the question Paul asks the Corinthians. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? It's a question. Until recently, I think I knew that more in theory than in fact. Some of you may remember a year or so ago when I shared with God and the whole Wake Up Call community the confession that I was obese. I noted I had been overweight by as much as 60 pounds. I confessed I had tried every diet and exercise plan under the sun and failed at them all, and that I sensed the Lord was calling me to something altogether different than I had tried before. He was inviting me to transfer the title of my physical body to its creator and true owner. He let me know he wanted me to take his word both literally and seriously, and to, quote, offer my body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, as my spiritual act of worship. See Romans 12:1. I remember getting down on the floor that day and making an altar. I didn't ask God to help me. I invited God to have me, my physical body, as a living sacrifice, that I no longer claimed ownership. On that day, I became a steward of his property. I'm not sure how to describe what happened, other than to say God received my offering, and things began to change. He began a deliverance on that day, which continues to the present one. It's been well over a year since that day. My entire relationship with my body has changed. My entire relationship with food has changed. And while I don't want to make this about weight loss, I will testify that I have lost quite a lot of weight. Very slowly, very steadily, and in a way that it's not been about the weight. I have a sense that this is not going to come back. I've lost weight before, and it's always come back because I just altered my habits briefly. And let's just say, yeah, I don't want to make it about weight, but I'm getting back down to my fighting weight, friends. I think my overall witness concerning this whole process would be right from today's text. For I am the Lord who heals you. He's healing me, friends. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I want to bring you my physical body. I want to say that I don't have a body, but that I am a body. And I want to say that my body is actually your property. My body is your temple. I confess I have either indulged my appetites or battled against them. I have tried to do so much in my own strength when what I have needed is your power, actually your presence. I am ready for a new and better way. You are the Lord, my healer. I receive your deliverance from the brokenness of my body and my ways of seeing and relating to my body. Today, I give you my body. I renounce my self-will to make it a showplace for my vanity. I offer it to you as a living sacrifice for your glory. I receive your deliverance of my body into a temple for the demonstration of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I renounce the idolatry of weight loss. I seek your kingdom and your righteousness and trust you will bring the increase I need, or decrease as the case may be. Let it be now for my good, for others' gain, and for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. Well, our journal prompts. I know this is a hard subject for many, if not most. I'm concerned about you. I don't want you to self-shame, or worse, I don't want you to rev up your striving to do better. I want you to be healed. Let's sit with this word from God today. I am the Lord, your healer, the Lord who heals you. And this word, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. I am not my own. I was bought with a price. I will honor God with my body, the Lord as my healer. So how does your temple, aka your body, need healing? We're going to sing Great hymn. We're going to sing Have Thine Own Way, Lord. It's number 343. And I know I've upset some people today. And this whole realm, this is a good word for the wilderness. And guys, this is very, you know, this is very practical deliverance ministry teaching that we're diving into here. And if you're feeling condemnation, okay, that's not from Jesus. Just let that go. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The life-giving law of the Spirit has set you free from the law of sin and death. This is serious business. And this is not something we can figure out or accomplish. I mean, yeah, we can all just kill ourselves and lose some weight, but that's not going to change us. We got to make a much more fundamental change. I think you're reading me on this. And we should talk more about it. We're going to sing right now. This is our prayer. This is the key. I am the pot. You are the potter. I am the clay. Have thine own way. This is the battle, right? Ownership. 3:4:3. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see. Christ only always living in me. Amen. All right, guys, there's a lot more to say on this. And sometime maybe we can just get some extended time on a Zoom and process it together. It's not complicated. It's actually at the very core of it, very simple, but it's gotten to be a real mess, the way that our culture, the way that we're formed to see our bodies, relate to our bodies. And, you know, that's what we got. We've got a body. That's what we are. Some people say, no, we're not a body. We're a soul. I'm like, yeah, we have a soul. We are a body. Guess what's going to be resurrected at the end of the age? Our bodies. We believe in the resurrection of the body. This is what God made in the beginning. He made a body. Yeah. And so just hang with me, okay? And just make that altar today if you're ready, but you got to mean it. And transfer title. I'm telling you guys, it changed everything for me. And it's still changing things for me. I'm just barely on the way. All right, let's leave it there. Get your seats for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.